And this is the
palm of your hand.
And this is one
fist.
Two.
That's two fists. Two fists.
And a place where the bones come together. That's called a...
Well, that's called a joint.
And on a man, this part of his body is his...
chest.
And these are the...
shoulders.
And this is one...
leg.
And one...
foot.
Two.
Hmm?
And two...
yeah, two. Two feet.
Say if I get down like this, you say I...
Well, now if you get down like that, we always say he's hunkered. He's on his hunkers. He's hunkered down or squatted down or something like that. But we always, most of them say, well, he's all hunkered down over there. What's he doing over there that way?
Uh-huh. Well, what's your hunkers?
Well, that's when you're bent down.
Uh-huh. Is the hunkers a certain part of your leg or?
Well, no, not necessarily. It'd just be where you'd be squatted down. It'd be all of your legs, both of them, because you'd be squatted down on them when you get down on your hunkers, they call it.
And this part of your leg is called...
that'd be your shin.
And say someone had been sick for a while, you'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
yeah, he looks a bit pale or bad or something.
Mm-hmm. And someone who's in good shape, you'd say he's big...
You're big and healthy, looking strong.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between strong and stout?
Well, now, I don't think there'd be any difference. It's just the words, the way it's worded. See, he's awful stout or awful strong, either one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it'd be much difference there.
Mm-hmm. Someone who's real easy to get along with, always smile and doesn't lose his temper. You say that
he has a nice personality.
Or he's what?
He's easy to get along with or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Or what kind of person? He's a...
real nice person.
Uh-huh. And someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs.
Well... we always referred to him as big old Gosling. Cause he, yeah. Hey, you know what a goslin is?
What?
Well, that's a baby goose.
Uh-huh.
See? Goslin. And he just falls and stumbles around and he's just big, but he's clumsy and they just call him, he's big old goslin, see. He ain't got the strength he should have. He will have, but he hadn't, you see, and that's what they always refer to him. He's a big old goblin, he just falls and stumbles around, you see.
Mm-hmm. What about someone who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense? You say he's just a plain...
nut, that's what we call him.
What about the word fool? Did you ever use that?
Well, not very much, because the Bible teaches us against that, you see.
Mm-hmm.
He said, he that calls his brother a fool is danger of hell far.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't use that very much.
Mm-hmm.
We always say he's a nut or he's off or something like that, you see. We don't.
If someone called another person a fool, would that make the person mad enough to want to fight?
Well, yeah, some of them.
It would be a serious insult.
Yeah, it's an insult if you call somebody a fool because it's... it means that he don't know what he's doing and he's about half crazy, you see, or something like that. But according to the scriptures, it don't mean that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was teased against calling people mm-hmm. fools like that. And so
you wouldn't use the word?
No, I say he's a nut or
mm-hmm.
he's half, well, I ain't going to say that.